My name, Abraham Lincoln, yes, that is my name. Thomas and Nancy are the two who gave me my fame. Born in Kentucky on a cold February day, siblings up five, but they never stood in my way. 18 months of schooling was all it took, but in that time, I sure kept my head in my book. At 23, I started my career. I wanted to be a lawyer, and I had no fear. I was pretty good at law, so I decided to run the circuits. Let me tell you, I really worked for it.
I soon moved to Springfield and spent 4 years in the House of Rep. It didn't take long to take that large step. In 1854, I stood among the best. I spoke on the issue of slavery, well ahead of the rest. After this, I continued with the law, and I loved it a ton. I defended men for murder, and we definitely won. I loved the law, and politics were always close. I was very good at it, but I don't like to boast. I didn't agree with most, especially when it came to Douglas. We had many debates, all in which I didn't act biased.
In 1858, we had our arguments over what was wrong and right, but it wasn't until the election of 1860 that we had out our biggest fights. Even though I may have lost the debates, that was still the year that Douglas really would pay. That was the year I became the 16th president of the USA. Legislative, judicial, and executive were terms I came to know dearly. For those are branches of our government, and they need to be known clearly. Everyone still did not agree with what I said. I know many Americans still live with dread. The Constitution seemed to allow slavery. Some things I found to be very unsavory.
In 1862, I wrote my famous proclamation, "We were all Americans, and we needed one undivided nation." My work in the ends of was definitely worth saving, for it helped create some things that were truly amazing. With my start, the Constitution was amended, the things that added I currently commended. The first 10 amendments were introduction together, coined the Bill of Rights. They were there for forever. The 13th Amendment said the slaves were finally free, something that made me full of glee.
The 14th Amendment secured our citizenship, something everyone should really worship. The 15th Amendment allowed voting for all men. Former slaves were becoming equals, and I give that a 10. I worked long and hard and earned my second term. I was reliable, dependable, and always very firm. I tried my hardest and fought for what was right. People like Rosa Parks and Martin Luther King soon followed my fight. I'm proud to say I was president, the 16th that we know. I fought very hard for and what was best, and I hope it was able to show.